It's remarkable. So take us back to the circumstance then of why you were stabbed. Were you stabbed because someone had found out previously that you were a Christian, that you had converted, or was it something else entirely, and then that just led to people discovering who you were now?
It was just very normal. I was heading to school with my friends, and I grew up with them. We every time we had lunch together when we were in school. So when we were talking about sacrifice animals, different things. But I just spoke to them. I said, look, we don't need to sacrifice anything. Jesus Christ has he sacrificed himself for us. So after him, we do no need to sacrifice anything. We are forgiven if we believe in him. And they asked me, how did you know? I said, when I was in England, I prayed. And when I prayed, I saw Jesus Christ. And one of my friends, he told his dad. His dad come from a very fundamental group in Pakistan. So I was waiting. And the next day, they come back with quite a few friends. And one of my friends comes to me and says, oh, I want to talk to you. Can you come out? So I went out with him, and everyone, these few boys, they jumped on me and they attacked me. Mm. And then there was one guy, he came to me and he took a knife out and he said to me, because you become a Christian and you try to convert our kids to Christianity, I'm going to stab you and you will die and I will get reward from Allah. I will go to heaven. And he just stabbed me there.
And Ali, now, at this point in the story that your faith is out there, your family desperately tries to get you to deny your conversion and say that it was a joke somehow. How did you respond when they began to tell you this?
I was in a room with my mom in a hospital room where my mom said, you got to go outside and tell the media that you were joking. And I just said to my mom, I cannot do that because I was dead. You know, doctor said to you, I have no life. You know, I have 20 minutes left in my life. And Jesus Christ, he came and healed, and now I'm alive because of him. So I cannot do that. So that's how I described. I said to her, look, I'm no longer belong here because Jesus, he saved me. So I belong to him. If I deny him, I might die, you know. So because my mom, she loved me, and so she stood up with me. She said, okay, it's fine, but you got to leave. You know, you cannot stay with us. You got to leave the city. And so that's where I left.
Right. Well, Ali, your life was and is, as you explain in the book, in danger from those who see your conversion to Christianity as an offense against your faith. And yet, you want to go back to Pakistan. So I think the question that many would ask you is why?
I want to go back to Pakistan because I want to share what is the love of Jesus Christ. Because my people, when I was in Pakistan, my family, they told me to leave. My friends, they were against me. Everyone was like against me. They took everything away. I had to grow up without family. I made many mistakes after becoming Christian, you know, and it is hard. And so God given me this testimony, and he's made me so powerful. And I just want to go back and love the people. I just want to tell them, you hated me, but I still love you. And that's what Bible is all about. That's what Jesus is all about. You know, It's all about love. And love is far more greater than hate. And I think that would be a great testimony to go back there to show them how the real Christian, who's the man look like, what's the real Christianity, what's the real faith is. You know, when I go back and stand in my city and I say, you know, I forgive you, I still love you, I think that will change people's hearts, you know. I want to go there, build a little medical center where I can help the poor people and just to bless the city, you know.